This is your food for thought from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Financial success means different things to different people. On a basic level, financial success means managing your income well enough to take care of your needs. It can also mean having enough to pay for your reasonable wants and even saving for your goals. It's not an accident, and financial success doesn't happen overnight. You can achieve financial success even on a limited income by developing a plan to help you reach your goals over time. It doesn't have to be complicated, high tech, or require the help of a professional. When you think about your attitudes about money, oftentimes it is shaped by the way that you were brought up and all of your life experiences. You've probably had or heard positive and negative messages about money when you were growing up. I know that I've heard of, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, or do we really need that, or can we wait until later? And there are so many different emotions when it comes to money as well. One of the top things that a lot of couples argue about is finances. So it's extremely important to make sure that you are communicating, because the financial choices you make affect not only you, but other people. Communicating your feelings about money with others who are a part of your life is important to your personal financial success. Some people hide spending from others. Some people argue about money. Sometimes money is not communicated at all. So try to be as clear as you can. Some people are risk takers. Some are more conservative. Some like to save. Some are all about spending. But you can gain control of your financial life and reach your goals through good financial planning. So the first step towards reaching your goals is to create a plan. A financial plan will allow you to learn how finances work in your life, enable you to make good decisions about how you use money, make you aware of where your money is going, give you a way to save for specific items, help you to live within your income, or decide if you need to increase it, show you where to cut spending, provide methods for good record keeping of spending, allows you to spend money without feeling guilty, and it helps you create a way to measure your progress. So we have a workshop. It's a virtual workshop this month, and it is on Tuesday, July 19th at 12, and it will be on developing a household and food budget. We will be talking about making a financial plan and talking about, you know, covering your basic needs first, such as food, clothing, and shelter. Some people have other additional needs, maybe for work or unemployment. You know, you need transportation. You need to make sure that you're staying healthy so that you can go to work and stay employed. And then there's a lot of things that we want. And we can talk about the difference there. We've all seen the rising prices at the grocery store, at the gas pump, just at anywhere, basically. So we want to provide information and tools and tips there for you so that you can know how to develop a budget for you and your family. And food is a big component of that. So we actually have a household budget, and then we have a food budget. Your food budget is going to be part of the household budget, but you kind of need a separate one as well, because a lot of us do spend extra money and waste it on food, whether it's stopping, you know, at the gas station and going inside and getting a snack and a drink. And if we're constantly doing those little things, or we're going to the vending machine at work all the time. If we're going to the grocery store without a shopping list and we're just grabbing all of this random junk, it can add up. So if you're interested in participating in our Lunch and Learn, which will be held virtually, about how to develop a household and food budget, it will be Tuesday, July 19th at noon on Zoom. You can find the link to register at our extension website, or you can check us out on Facebook at Person Granville FCS. We'll have the link there of where to go and register. And we hope to see you at our Lunch and Learn this month on July 19th. Thanks for tuning in this week.